Bienvenidos, welcome, and thank you for joining us for Season 3, Episode 3 of the Pana Familia Podcast with Eduardo and Nicole, where we discuss our experience relocating to and raising our three young children here in Panama, share our journey of building our new farm and home here in Central America, and let you know what we're learning along the way. We're glad you're here. Vaminos! Hola.
Hey everyone.
Hello everybody. We have been gone a while, but we're back at it here.
We got content.
What'd you say?
Content.
Content. We got content. It's been a long time since we put out the second episode.
Yeah.
We like started season three. We're like, yeah, let's go. And then everything just kind of got on top of us and... you know, getting things done and fixed up here, finishing projects, starting projects, and then like rainy season and I don't know. And then we just kind of forgot. And then
I think a lot of it got busy the last month at the house.
The last couple months, yeah. Well, yeah. And yeah, the last month, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, we need to like record some more episodes, you know? And it's fun, and so we've been talking about this for a couple days now, and I've been looking forward to it.
Yeah. I think we can officially say we're done with the house, right?
Sure.
I
still have to finish painting, right?
Yeah, but like 98% of the house is painted.
Okay. Yeah. Like, done building the house.
Yeah, they're not building. They finally finished the laundry room.
In the garage.
In the garage, and...
all the sidewalks are done.
All the sidewalks are done. Everything's done.
Like, they removed the concrete mixer from the premises.
Yes.
And the cinder blocks. And they're not making aircrete anymore.
They're not making blocks. Yeah. Like, that's why I basically said, I think we're done.
Yeah.
And we already have a coat of paint. I think at this point, it's just touch-up paint.
Sure.
Yeah, so I can say we're done. Mainly I say it because the guys aren't actually working around the house today. They're working at the milk barn, mm-hmm. trying to get that ready for that next project. But, you know, I think we could say it's done.
Yeah. That is, we started February, right?
Yeah.
Of last year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just a little under a year. To, like, complete the structures. Yeah, and obviously, like, us move in and do a lot of... you know, most of the interior is done. There's just some minor things here and there. But they also built a water house. They added sidewalks, you know. So we added on extra stuff other than just, like, what was in the...
the house became livable in October. Is that when we came over here?
Yeah, that's when we put out that episode,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it became livable in October. But they were still working on, like, the... parking lot, or the parking spot, and
the garage area and the laundry room that's connected to that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But now that's all done.
Yeah, they were also still working on the bathroom when we moved in.
Yeah,
lots of stuff.
We lost about 3 weeks, which what our episode will be about.
Yeah, today's episode.
I'm gonna talk to my buddy Axel Rose at Guns N' Roses and see if he lets me borrow November Rain for the for the song for the episode. But, yeah, that's kind of like the quickest update for the house. Now we're just cleaning up. That's basically what we're doing, is just cleaning up rocks and sands and old concrete.
Planting stuff.
Making it look more...
appealing.
Curb appeal.
But also, like, planting, yeah.
Yeah, because we don't want to live in a construction-type zone.
Yeah.
I've been weed eating a lot,
mm-hmm.
because of the rain that we got. But yeah, that's it. That's what I got with.
Yeah, I mean, I'm unpacking stuff. I'm organizing stuff. We're still getting furniture ordered and, you know, setting up house still. We got a stove, which was really exciting a few weeks ago. And we got something else at the same time as the stove.
Starlink.
Oh, internet. Yeah. We got internet and a stove like at the same, in the same week, which is exciting. We moved our ginormous drop down chest freezer that we've been using as a fridge out to our laundry room. So we now we have so much more space in our main dome living space that now we need to, you know, grab a couch and some furniture.
We got ACs.
We got ACs.
It's funny, as we finish these rooms, we find like new places to put stuff. So it like opens up the dome.
Yeah, yeah, and we can move. The boys' closet still has a lot of, like, boxes that need to be, that we need to go through and unpack. And anyways, we're having fun. We're trying to split, I mean, at least me, I'm trying to split my time between, like, indoor projects and outdoor projects. Because, like, today I did a lot of indoor projects, and, like, I feel like I haven't been outside at all, and that's kind of...
Today's a good day. Today's a good day to be inside, though.
It's like cloudy but not raining. It's just like muggy.
Like there's no air moving at all right now. It's like really muggy.
So it's January 7th today, and this time last year it was like already pretty dry. The leaves on all the trees were starting to change. There was flowers. Like it was sunny nonstop. And like this, so this is supposed to be like the dry season time of year. It's supposed to start like mid December and then go through, you know, mid April. But it's like lingering. And so we're still having these cloudy days, these rainstorms, which like the rain is, having the rain is still nice, but there's been multiple days where it like hasn't really rained. It's just been cloudy all day.
Yeah.
And so you don't get the blue skies. You don't get the breeze. You don't get to charge the solar panels. And it's just kind of gross. Yeah.
Yeah. And like the rainstorms are no longer enjoyable. They're more like they just get make it more humid.
Yeah.
Then whereas like in October, November, a rainstorm would come in and be like, oh, it drops like 10 degrees.
Yeah.
But now they're just like, they're not coming as frequently,
but it's like you have so long of cloudiness that you just want to have
some sunlight.
Sunshine, you know?
Yeah.
So what we want to talk about today is this super unusual November that was here that, you know, everybody we talked to, people who've lived here a long time, like all the Panamanian people that we talked to said like, this is just not. This is like once in a, you know, generation, once in a lifetime kind of November.
Yeah.
Like 3.5 weeks or something straight.
Of rain.
Of rain and also like no sun. There was like a 21, I think, day period where we didn't even see the sun.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was pretty crazy. It got
pretty depressing because like you don't ever see sunshine.
Yeah. It was very cool and fresh.
Yeah, it was very cool.
It was very enjoyable in the beginning because it is so different.
And we had just moved in and we didn't have air conditioners, so we were just like, oh man, this is nice. Like, this dome is so cool all the time. Like, yeah, we were wearing like long sleeves outside. I was making soups and baguettes. Like,
yeah,
it was so funny.
It was pretty funny. The only thing that was annoying was like all the mud, but it was like, yeah. It was like, oh, it's a good excuse to stay inside. And, yeah, like Nicole said, you know, put on a long sleeve on, make some coffee in the afternoon.
Yeah. It was like our, like, miniature, like, winter, I feel like our winter break. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, for, like, last November or 2 years now or 2 Novembers ago, on Thanksgiving, it was, like, it was dry. Like, it was just already, like, summertime. And the Panamanian told us that was very unusual, too. It was very dry. Because November is supposed to get when you get the most rain. And then this November, it just started raining. And they're like, oh, here comes November. And then, like, after, like, 7 to 10 days, they were like, usually it goes away by now.
And it lets up every now and then.
Yeah, lets up. It's like, there's no let up. So, yeah, it was just like, everywhere we went was cold, muddy. We went to the beach just to get out of the house a couple days, and it was just cold. At the beach?
When? Like recently or?
No, during the November rain.
Oh, we didn't go to the beach at all.
Yeah, we did when we took the walk and it started raining on us.
Oh, yeah, that was.
It was cold. It was windy.
We all got soaked just from like the mist and rain. And,
yeah.
Yeah, the beach looked like you were in like Mendocino County or something. Just foggy, cloudy.
Yeah.
Misty.
Misty.
It was really crazy. And so there wasn't really a lot. Because, like, a lot of the stuff that was left was, like, painting and, like, outdoor stuff. And with, like, so much rain, I mean, they did do some, like, welding back here for, I think they made the door. They worked on a few things back here with, like, tarps.
But eventually they stopped showing up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, eventually we just, like, they stopped coming because there's nothing to do. Because they couldn't work outside.
Yeah. And then we had Thanksgiving, which, we just, like, we made a nice meal and... And that was fun, but it was, you know, like, dreary and rainy and whatever.
We wanted to go to the beach, but we didn't go because that's what we did last year.
Well, yeah, and it would probably be miserable.
Yeah.
So we realized that after 2 weeks, we both kind of started doing a little more research. Like, okay, like, why is it, like, raining so much? Because it wasn't, it wasn't the same type of rain. Like, usually the rain here is, like, the clouds start rolling in, you hear lots of thunder, lightning, and then it pours for, you know, maybe an hour or something, and then it passes, and that's that. But this was like we said, these clouds that lasted all day, there was never any thunder and lightning.
This is like 80% of the day.
It was just cloudy, and then it would like rain and stop and rain and stop and rain, just like all day long, on and off rain.
It would go from like a very light rain drizzle to like a heavy rain all day, and just kind of bounce between those two settings.
Yeah.
Because like there would be times where like, oh, it's not raining, and then you go out there, oh, no, it's still raining, it's just like little drizzles.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like we said, like, the sun, there usually in the afternoon, there was, like, the clouds would be light enough, I guess, or thin enough for, like, enough sunshine to get through to charge our solar panels. Because we didn't have many, most days we were able, actually, to still charge them up, which was, like, really interesting. Because we've, since then, we've had some more cloudy days where, like, we haven't been able to charge them at all. So it like wasn't super heavy dark clouds. It was like enough to let the UV lights through to charge.
Yeah, and we were using a lot less electricity during that time because we didn't have the ACs.
Yeah, but still we were able to charge, like get a full charge most days.
Yeah, we got a full charge most days. I think we just weren't using that much electricity. The big thing was, I think it is because like, now with the ACs, the battery gets a lot lower in the morning.
We only ever got down to like 70% at night. Yeah. So next day we only had to charge like 20%. Yeah.
Where now, that's very like, true. Yeah. Now it gets down to like 20%.
Okay. Not often. Is it 20% every morning?
Yeah, it's around 20-25%.
I don't know.
But yeah, we just have a lot more to charge. But it's fine. It's been working fine.
The deal with our road is like the road down to our farm is like a slow, gentle, like incline the whole way. And we have no drainage along it yet. Like it's basically just, you know, a dirt road with, there's grass along the sides of it, but basically it just turned into a river. And there was a few spots where the water would let out, but like by the time it got down to where our house is, it was just like this rushing river, like flowing just in front of our house, and then it like kind of turned and went back down. I don't know, the boys were going crazy, like having fun playing in the mud, but it was just like constant mud pits
all the time.
Just all the time people stopped coming
because they kind of
like
down
the electrician, the wood guy, like they couldn't come. We had ordered some bookshelves to be made, and like he couldn't bring them obviously because he couldn't get down our road, and like you couldn't deliver anything in a truck because it would just get wet because there was never any dry time. So like everything was just like put on hold, and our creek got up super high.
That was pretty crazy.
Like where to the point where we could see it from like our back porch, our back door, our back garage, which is not like you can see we can never see the water at a normal time from it. You can see like where it is, the location of it, but you could never see the water. It's much too low. But there was a few times where we went out there and it was like,
it was pretty high,
rushing by, like very high.
Still pretty far away from the house, but
like, yeah, far enough away to not be super concerned.
Super concerned, but it was definitely like, oh, if there's any animals down there, they probably wouldn't have swept away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. And then, but like, I feel like we did pretty well handling the water.
Yeah. We didn't like have any issues other than like, our, you know, windows aren't really built for
windy,
rains. So we do get some water in the windows. But it wasn't like a concern, like, oh, the house is going to flood or anything. It was just,
yeah.
It was just so much water and mud and just nonstop.
There was other parts of Panama that, you know, we would see videos and it was just like crazy. Like, places we visited, like Boquete, we saw some crazy videos there.
Yeah, they had a lot of flooding. The downtown area, like, bridges got washed out. People's houses, businesses flooded.
Yeah, houses that were built on the river, washed into the river.
Yeah.
Saw a couple of those. And there's other parts.
They usually don't get that much rain up there. Not as much as here. And so I don't. And they have this giant river that like runs through the town. So.
Yeah. Just literally goes right through the middle of town. Like there's a restaurant that we go to that you eat on top of the river.
Yeah. It's built over it.
It's built over the river.
So I'm surprised it's still there. Yeah. They were probably getting scared. And so that was pretty sad to see that.
Yeah. And then there's another part of Panama called the Veraguas province. That's like, it's basically the driest province in Panama, and they got hit real hard with mudslides, just because like
they have a lot more deforestation there, so I think it was a lot easier for that kind of stuff to happen.
They're just not used to that kind of water, so we saw a lot of stuff from there. But yeah, other than that, as far as our town or our house, there was not any major issues.
The biggest issue here that we heard about, and luckily we were living in our home with our own water source, our well, because when the rivers get really high and full of debris, the municipal water
can't suck water.
It can't suck water because they're pulling water from the river that's close by, and so the town, people in the town were without water in their homes for 3 weeks. And a lot of people have backup systems, but a lot of people don't. I mean, they had to go to, you know, friends' houses or go to
with wells,
or go to the river with like buckets and tubs and stuff like that. But it's just unbelievable that,
or they would put jugs out and collect water from
rainwater. But I just thought it was like so just unbelievable that the government couldn't figure it out and like provide water to like paying customers, you know.
Well,
for three whole weeks.
Yeah,
just crazy.
I've never been in so much rain in my life.
No, oh my gosh, no, it just felt like it was never gonna end.
Really did feel like it was never gonna end.
And then as we moved into December, we were like ready, like we've kind of been saying like, okay, like it's gonna be just dry season, you know, but it's kind of been like lingering, and like all of December other than 1 week there's been a lot of rain, there's been a lot of cloudiness, there's been
Christmas it rained,
yeah, and it was like overcast at the beach. So yeah, it's just been really, really interesting. I guess it's just like making up for a drier, wet season last year, balancing out or something, you know. Nature's just trying to balance everything out.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's been like nice. It has been nice to get this extra rain because you know, we have a lot of young trees on our farm, and I'm not too concerned about them because I feel like they're still getting enough water to like stay alive and handle if it does end up like not raining all of the rest of January and February.
Yeah.
Well, March. Yeah. We have like February and March are supposed to be like the driest. But,
like January, like I remember last year we got like a shot of rain in January. But February and March, it was pretty dry.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Because I think by the end of March, we kept asking...
Like, when's the first rain come?
When's the first rain come?
Like, oh.
And they were like, oh, maybe April. Maybe April.
Everyone had their ideas based on whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I have my indigenous weatherman, Julio. He's always wrong.
He's always wrong.
It's become a running joke with me, him, and the workers. I always ask him, like, is it going to rain today? And if he says yes, it doesn't rain. If he says no, it pours. There's somebody that says, oh, the winds are shifting. The rain will not be here. Then, like, an hour later, just a big old rainstorm comes through.
It is funny because, like, it could be raining, like, we'll get back from, you know, a trip to David or something, and we'll be driving home, and it'll be raining in one part of town, and then we get to our farm, and it's, like, not, like, you know, it's dry, and, like, there's no rain here. So, like, the rain just, like, moves really quickly. It, like, really focuses on, like, specific areas. And then obviously there's times it just rains nonstop everywhere. We have just so much grass because we did get so much water. And then now when we do get these like warm, sunny days, you can just tell it's just like exploding.
Yeah, we're so like, we don't have enough cows for the grass.
To like keep it under control.
To keep it under control.
Yeah.
The only bad thing that I guess made or weird thing was, the mold we were getting.
Yeah. I guess just all the moisture in our house without any air conditioning.
Yeah.
Like air conditioning to like dry it up.
Like we finally got the air conditioners and like we felt like the first, I mean, now we got them because it actually is pretty warm. But in the beginning it was just like to dry everything out.
Yeah.
Because like anything that was like leather would just get like this green mold.
Yeah. This like green dusty.
It comes mold. Off, but it's always, you'd find it in random spots,
mm-hmm.
places that you don't really look at too much.
Your clothes. I had to dry our clothes inside for 3 weeks just under the fans. And, you know, it took like 3 days to dry them. And by that time, like, they're not smelling too fresh.
No.
When did we come pick you up?
I think that was Uruguay.
Yeah.
Cause it was Wisconsin. Cause when I got back from Wisconsin, and then I was here for 3 weeks.
And we didn't go to the beach.
We didn't
and
then
you left for your next trip.
Yeah. So it was Uruguay. So I went to Uruguay with my clothes.
And your suitcase.
And then my suitcase. And I opened up my suitcase when I got... And I was staying at these really nice hotels in Uruguay. I was very well taken care of. Like, I was like, they're letting me stay here? It was great. I remember at the first hotel I got to... I got there like at 10 o'clock at night and I opened up my bag and I just like took a sniff and I was like, man, it smells like musty, musty.
And all your clothes were like just slightly damp.
And
right?
All my clothes were just like slightly damp. So that night I just like opened my bag and like took everything out and like let it air out. And so the rest of the week, you know, I'm just living the high life in Uruguay eating steaks and staying at these nice hotels and walking.
Working a little bit, right?
Oh, and working too. Walking downtown Montevideo, living my fantasies. You know, then I finally get back from the trip and Nicole picks me up and the kids pick me up and I remember like she comes like always gives me a hug and a kiss and the kids give me a hug and a kiss and I go, you guys smell.
We just smell bad.
You guys smell musty. And I remember I got in the car and I was like, man, the car smells strong too. You freaking Central Americans.
Just could not get these darn clothes like fully dry. Oh my gosh. So then I was just like, we have got to get these ACs in. Like, I don't care how, I don't know, gringo we look, but like.
We did it.
It's either that or you get a dehumidifier, but like dehumidifiers, you have to like empty the tray all the time and everything. So at least these just like shoot the water back out.
Hey, we can say that we live in Central America for 2 months without air conditioners.
Yeah, there you
go. I'm not here to, you know, show off my tough guy. I love my AC, our AC.
Oh, and the sheets, like the beds.
The beds always felt wet.
Oh, they felt wet when you would sit on them. Oh my gosh, it was just like, yeah.
There's just so much moisture in the air.
So much.
But yeah, that was it's an interesting 3 weeks.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't happen again next year.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We have two months out of the year that we have candidates for get out of here. November, based off of last November, and March, right? Or no, February.
February, more so because of carnival and everything.
Yeah, because of it's hot and the carnival.
Yeah, it's just loud and obnoxious. Like, I'm not looking. That's coming up very soon, and
that's,
I'm just yeah, not
that's
looking
in a, that's
forward to it.
In about a month.
We're farther away from where we lived last year for it. Because last year we were pretty close to town, and it was like just every night, just just all literally all like 5 a.m.
And it's all day from like 3 p.m. yeah. until like 5 a.m.
And fireworks nonstop, and just
I don't know how anyone doesn't die from dehydration.
When they're like dancing in the clubs, or yeah, the clubs they.
Well, remember that one day? I think we were driving. We were driving somewhere. And, like, we just saw so much drunk people, like, young. And you can tell they're not from from our town. They're, like, Davidians. We call them Davidians from David.
Uh-huh.
Just, like, young Panamanians that, like, I remember they were just, like, hammered. They're, like, trying to get on the bus.
Where?
Like, by Kings.
I remember walking. I think I remember. They all have, like, their arms around each other.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
Las Lajas is supposed to do, they do, like, they're known for, like, giving a really good carnival festival. And yes. So a lot of people come to Las Lajas from out of town to, like, celebrate
Yeah, you got the town, and then you also got the beach, so people just go crazy during that this time.
Yeah. I guess, all the restaurants and, like, hotels and stuff make all their money.
Yeah, we walked the carnival during one of the more quiet times of the day where you could actually walk. Because there's times where the floats come by and everything. And I ran into one of the young bucks I know. And I asked him, like, I just asked him, like, how do you guys stay alive out here with, like, because it was hot that day. He's like, oh, you just wait for the water truck to hose you down.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, like sprays. What? He's like, yeah, there's a truck with a trailer, and he just has a big old water tank in the back with the hose, and he just starts shooting everyone. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's way past my life.
Oh, yeah. Too old for that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we'll wrap it up there. Good to be back. Hopefully, those of you who are still hanging on here with us enjoyed today's episode, and we will try and put another one out next week.
Yeah.
All right.
We got some more topics to talk about.
Yeah.
We'll save them for
big surprises.
Big surprises.
All right, everybody. Ciao.
Adios.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time on the Pana Familia podcast.